What's up, guys? It's Teddy here from the Warp Drive, back for the conclusion of our Talisman saga.
Yes.
We're getting right up onto Zach's turn here. Let's just get right into it.
Yep. So, last time, Teddy got his last quest point. So we're going to start with back with me. I have no purpose. besides trying to win, but I don't know. We'll try to make it happen. I gotta get to the middle region first and foremost. I rolled a 4 with Dreadwing. Let's fly me. Could you fly me to the Fountain of Wisdom? I want to get another craft. I'll take that next cone. So now my craft is
a solid 8.
Solid. That's actually pretty good.
That's not
I'll,
bad.
I'll
good.
Take an 8
compared to Teddy's 13 craft and my craft of 3.
Yeah, Owen's craft of 3.
Nothing special.
Owen, you're up.
A 5. Oh, I'm going to draw this last quest thing. Then move. So I need to travel to the... God, dude.
Where do you got
to
go?
I have to go to the city.
Which way do you go?
Out of the middle region.
How do I get out of the middle region?
Can you fight the sentinel?
You got to just go down the stairs. You don't have to fight.
Oh. I'll go to the sentinel.
Draw one card. Oh, and you have to...
You're also at the market.
If you got gold, you can buy some
stuff. So you want to buy some stuff?
Yeah, what is there?
For how much gold do you have?
9.
Oh, shoot. So you can get a raft for 3 gold, a meal for 2, a shield for 2, water bottle, helmet, or sword for 1.
Give me a raft, a shield, and might as well... Actually, I don't need a mule. Raft and shield.
That's 5 gold
for raft and shield.
I got that for you.
Raft and shield.
How much is the mule?
3.
I don't need that. I... How much would each of those things?
Was it only if one's 3 or more, or no?
If it's 2 or more.
Oh, shoot, so...
Oh, there's actually no rafts. Teddy bought the only raft. Do you want to buy something
you
else?
You want a mule?
No.
Just here, just take a...
Sticking gold. What would you...
Alright.
Teddy, your turn.
Yeah.
Are you gonna win the game yet?
let's see. We'll actually just...
So, endgame, huh?
Endgame was great. no relevance to the Talisman game, but yep. It was great. I loved endgame.
Alright, yeah, so I think I'll just roll and move over so I can use my raft.
Go for it.
I got a 1.
So I will go to the...
Go with Plains.
Plains.
Take 1 card.
Oh, yeah.
Probably like a strike.
What's an event? For 2 rounds following this turn, whenever a character is instructed to draw adventure cards, he must draw dungeon cards instead.
Oh, no.
So for 2 rounds.
So starting... So once it gets back to you, that's 1 round?
Yeah.
So, oh, shoot. So adventure cards are now dungeon cards.
Well, yeah, so you, me.
Yep. All right, let's fly, Dreadwing. Ooh, I can teleport to any other space in the same region.
You want to fight me? You want to fight me?
Do it.
Fight me, Zach.
What's your strength?
11.
Just make sure you engage in psychic so you can't combine them.
I can't engage in psychic. Can you engage in psychic? Is that an ability you have?
Oh, you have to be able to do something? Oh, okay.
It's always strength unless it specifies whether or not you can do something else.
Oh, sure.
I don't have a dragon, so I can't do anything.
Buddy's a dragon rider with no dragon.
Hey.
You hate to see it.
Take me to the ruins. The draw 2 card space. That one right there. Yep.
Oh, you draw 2 dungeon cards, though.
Oh, shoot, you're right. Thanks for looking at my cards, Alan.
It's tough.
Oh, wow. Okay. So first up, I have... A bronze dragon.
Ooh.
Strength 8. A mighty bronze dragon has made its lair in this area. It'll remain here until it's killed.
So you have a strength 7.
I have strength 7, and I get a +3 against dragons, so it's not a bad beat.
I'll roll
right
for
now.
The dragon. +3, so it's at 11.
Yep, so 11. Let's see, I'm a 7.
So you need
plus
a 2.
3 is 10.
It's an 11.
So I just...
You need a 1 to tie, 2 to win.
So I just need 2 or higher to win. I got him. So, I just defeated the bronze dragon. Rather than take it as a trophy, I'm going to capture him and he becomes a sort of like a captured follower. I gain the following benefits when I have a dragon. After I roll a die for my movement, I can add up to 3. Now I can roll 2 dice in battle and choose one, the higher roll, to keep. So he's going to be my permanent follower. And then my second enemy I'm fighting is vampire bats. Craft 2. I'm a craft 5, 6, 7, 8. So I auto-kill this one. So I'll take him as a trophy.
Right on.
Good roll.
4.
You can go to the free gate of place, or you can...
I'll go to the gate. What does it do in the daytime?
Teleport to what? Any space?
During the daytime, teleport to any other space in region, yep.
Yep.
Okay, perfect.
Where do you want
to
go?
I'm going to go to the city.
Owen just got his last quest point.
And I'll take one of these. Discard immediately and take any card in the purchase deck for free.
That's the first. Ooh. You can get a mule for free. What are you going to pick up?
Is there a mule in here?
Yeah, I'll just take a mule.
Doesn't hurt. So, now I can carry, like, another 6 objects.
Nice. Teddy, your turn.
Can I sell objects? Like, just discard them for fun?
You can sell them right now, actually. The Alchemist is there. Every object is worth 1 gold.
Okay, I'm going to sell this away, Oaths of Vengeance, because it's useless to me now. I can only use it in the dungeon, so I'll just take a gold.
Yeah. Nice.
And my turn?
Yep.
I'll go ahead and I'll use my raft to travel into the inner region.
Middle region.
And I'll draw 2 cards. Well, these are...
2 dungeon cards.
Okay.
So the first round of... The, what's our event called? Dark Denizens. So, Owen, could you get Teddy 2 dungeon cards? You are in the Oasis.
Got a object. Should I just fight all my monster first? Strength 6. Alright, I'm a strength 20, I think, still. So, auto kill that man and. Alright, and then I also got a chest. You may roll 1 die to open the chest. It results in less than or equal to the craft. Gain 3 gold.
So I get a
1.
Shoot.
If the result is less than or equal to your craft. Okay, gain. Alright, so I gain 3 gold.
Nice.
That's it. Can I discard this?
Yeah, I'll take it from you. My turn. Let's see. Trying to get into middle region. Let's do it. Another teleport. I'll go back to the Fount of Wisdom. Get another craft.
Dang, he's stuck up.
Yeah, no, Zach's actually kind of up there.
Now I have.
He might be a bit of sleeper in the end. Depends on who can get to the. The Portal of Power first.
Yeah, we gotta get there.
Fast. This is where I'm trying to get right now?
You're trying to get to the door. Yeah, Portal of Power. You're close, though.
A 4. So you take me closer to the Sentinel.
Oh, this one? Yeah. Crags, roll die.
6.
Oh, that's the strength. Game strength.
Let's go. That's what we need.
Oh,
so what's your strength now?
11.
So go ahead and roll.
I got 6.
4, 5, 6. So Teddy, you are at the Portal of Power. So would you like to try to open the door?
Yeah.
Would you like to open it with strength or craft? So whichever one is higher.
Craft.
Craft? Okay. So take 2 dice, and you're trying to roll equal to or less than...
It's already possible. I already won. Yeah. Because I have 13 craft.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you enter and you go into the Plane of Peril. Mm-hmm. Teddy has entered the inner region.
It's my turn, right?
That was your turn, yep. So all Teddy has to do is survive some stuff in the inner region, he'll win. But I gotta get there first. Let's go. Five. I'll try to beat the Sentinel. He's strength 9 with a minus 1.
Yep.
Roll for him?
Yep, you roll for him.
3 plus 3.
Okay, so he is a 12. I am a 5, 6, 7. I can roll 2 dice and choose 1 to keep with my dragon.
So be it a 5 or...
Alright, so I roll 2. So 5, 6, 7 plus 4 is 11, and you were a
12.
12? Shoot. I don't have anything to
affect
that.
What one would you roll?
A 3. That.
Or a 4 minus a 1 is 3.
Yeah, I think I lose that one. I'll try to use my magic shield and negate any loss of life. I fail, so I lose a life. I have 1 life left.
Alright, my turn.
Yep. Wait, where are you?
I'm over here. I'm coming towards
that. Wait, hold up.
I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to use this spell.
Oh, no.
Good roll. All right, well, actually, I just get to choose where you go when you roll.
Like, what do you mean?
I get to choose the direction you go.
Owen rolls, and Teddy chooses where you go.
6.
Bye-bye.
That was exactly do I draw a dungeon six. Card?
Oh, yeah, once you, yeah. And then me, and then we're done with the dungeon.
Yep.
Craft 4 Tinker Imp. I am a craft 3. And it is daytime.
So you're tied. You just need to beat this, buddy. I got you.
6.
Jeez.
Dark Fate, roll again.
Yeah.
2.
3. Right, let's go, baby. I'm gonna cash this in, get a craft. Here, take my fate.
Oh, here, try this.
So now I'm a craft 3.
Alright. Craft 3? Mm-hmm. Dude.
Making yeah, moves.
That's high.
So now, I just roll and try to...
No, you go 1 space at a yes. time.
Wait, Teddy, you were... So we're going back to Teddy in the inner region. Teddy, you can either go on the strength path or the craft path. Which attribute is higher without using weapons?
Craft.
Craft? So you're going to go
you
to the mines. So the mines, you roll 3 dice and you subtract your total craft without using weapons because we're not in battle, but you can use your followers. So it's 3 dice minus your craft.
I automatically stay where I am. 6 minus my...
Three dice.
Oh, 3 dice. Oh, shoot.
So 6.
Oh, sure, dope.
So 6 plus 2 dice. I didn't roll that last one. You can...
10
plus... 15 minus 13.
Let me make sure these are all my craft, though.
15 minus 13.
Yeah, you have a ton of fate, though. Remember, you have your, what is that called? Luck of the Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever, you use one of your fates to reroll one of those six. That's 6. Yeah. There you
3?
Go.
3? Oh, that's already what I needed. Right.
Yeah. So you survive. You make it through the mines, and you can move on to the Vampire's Tower next turn.
Sweet.
You need the dice.
We need Teddy to die.
I don't know how to get to him. I'll try to beat the Sentinel.
So glad I got
again.
To the other going the other way.
Okay. That is over again?
Ready.
Okay, got it. My turn. I'm gonna roll 2 dice. I'm gonna try to beat the Sentinel again. Alright, I'm going up the Sentinel stairs. Teddy, I want you to roll for the Sentinel.
Yeah, you don't want me to roll for the Sentinel.
You got a 4. 5. I'm sorry, brother.
4 plus 9 is 3. Oh, wait, 4 plus 9 is what?
13.
13? Okay. I am a 5, 6, 7.
You have any fate?
No. So I need to roll,
we're
roll
stuck
a 6 to tie. Let's see. I got a 2. Oh, Belle, come on. So I lost. Gonna try to negate loss of life with my magic shield. If I do not roll a 4, 5, or 6,
oh, he's out.
I die and I lose the game.
It's a 6!
And
he
I have
doesn't roll- lose a life.
I rolled a 2. Everyone, I rolled a 2.
Zach is dead.
The Dragon Rider has been slain by the Sentinel. and
I'm you out hate of the game. To see it.
You hate to see it, but Zach is dead. Wow! After all this, after two whole episodes, I thought I was gonna have it.
But you don't.
You're Owen. You're up.
All right, so I gotta guess. I just gotta make my way to the five. Move me towards the Sentinel.
Fairy gate. You want to teleport to the Sentinel?
Yeah.
Bring him to the Sentinel. You get to fight him.
I have a strength of 11, 12. It's daytime. Bring me to 14. Add my craft value, which is 4. 18 to his 9.
He is a 10.
I'm a 23. So bring nice. Me up, brother. Good
stuff. Now, Teddy, you move on to the Vampire's Tower, which I believe... Well, read the description.
Roll one die to determine how many lives the vampire takes. You may discard any number of followers to avoid loss of life, all right?
So roll... Yeah.
Okay.
So you roll die, and it tells you how many lives you lose.
Two. I lose one life.
Let me see if there's any followers worth getting rid of. I'll get rid of the miner.
So you sacrifice the miner to the vampires.
Save one life.
There you go. Wow. All right. Owen, your turn, since I'm dead.
I'll go to the Hidden Valley, draw three cards.
Ted, do you want to move on to the Hidden Valley?
You know, I'm putting up a valiant effort here. That's about all I can do. It's market day across the land. I'm not going to buy anything.
Can anyone buy or just him?
It's anyone.
But he's not in my region.
Oh, then no, just him.
And another event. So we're back to daytime. The character to your left rolls one die and moves you that many spaces in any direction. So, Teddy, would you like to roll a die for me? Yeah. And move me any...
You can move Owen two spaces in any direction.
Move me to the portal power, would you?
I get to choose or he chooses?
You choose.
Come on, come on. Make things interesting. Make things interesting. And then... I got a witch's broom. Whenever you move during the night, you may move to any number of spaces up to your die roll instead of moving the full distance. It's kind of cool. So yeah, it's daytime, and I'm at the portal of power. So would I interact with that now, or wait till my next turn, Zach?
Go for it.
Okay, so I'm gonna use my strength. I have strength 11. So I roll two die.
Yeah,
two
dice. To get 11 or less.
8.
You're safe. You go to the plane of peril.
Yep.
Now, Teddy, it's back to you. You are about to interact with the Pit Fiends.
Oh, no.
You roll one die and face that many creatures of strength 4 each.
Okay.
But it doesn't really... what's this strength total with a warhorse? Mm-hmm. Like, in the 20s?
Your low 20s. 3, 6, plus 13, 19. So you're good as long as you roll like a 5. As long as you roll lower than a 5, you should be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright.
I'll be fighting 6 of those things.
Six, so 24.
20, oh, okay. 24 strength.
I'll roll for them.
With a minus 1 modifier to your roll.
So 24.
4.
So 23 to 24.
Who wins?
The Pit Fiends.
Wait, hold up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, you're right.
I need to... Hold up, let me see if I have any. Can I use this spell to roll one die and add to your craft, or does that not matter? Since it's strength?
Since it's strength, yeah. Right. Well, no, you have the warhorse, so...
Well, yeah, but that's not... Let me just see if I can retry my fate.
So you want me to reroll, or you want to
reroll? I'll
reroll. So it's at a...
Wait, what?
It's at a 24, you're at a 19? Mm. Or no?
No, I'm at a...
It's at a 24, you're at 20.
Yeah, yeah. So I need a 5 or 6. I got a 5.
There you beat him. So you killed all the Pit Fiends. All right. Owen, you want to go Crypt or Mine?
Which one's Strength?
Crypt.
I'm going to the Crypt.
Three dice.
Minus your strength. That's good.
8.
You're safe.
Let's go.
So now it's back
to me. Teddy, you move into the Valley of Fire. Do you have a talisman?
Yeah, I do.
You are safe.
So he wins.
No, he's got to move one more space. Yeah. So Owen,
I die dice with death.
Yeah, so Owen, you're at the dice with death space.
So I rolled a 5.
Okay, I'll roll for death. 9. So, I think you lose a life when you get less than death. Right?
Yeah. I'm actually going to use my elixir of life.
Okay.
Nothing happens.
Sweet. So you're safe. Then we're back to Teddy. And Teddy, you climb up the steps of the Crown of Command, and you fulfill your destiny, and you win the game.
Good game, Teddy.
Bow to the king.
Yes, Teddy won. We finished strong, though. We got, each of us had 4 quest points. Mm-hmm. I died valiantly.
I just want to let this be known that I had 6 followers in about 9 objects. So
yeah, let it be known that I possessed 3 talismans, 3 separate talismans at 3 different times throughout the game.
It was a fun ride.
That was a fun ride.
Yeah. Fun game, yeah.
Short finale, but I think Teddy deserved the win.
Yes, sir.
He kind of had it from the get-go. We'll just leave it at that.
Dread Knight is too much. might have to permanently nerf that one. No more Dread Knights.
All right, well, this is the Warp Drive. Thanks for tuning in with us.
Yep, that's it.
Stay smooth.
Stay smooth.